Thanks for tuning in to Faith Church Podcast. We're a church that believes in getting people connected, seeing families grow, and lives being changed. We hope that this message will speak to you today. It was all in our hearts, and I believe you're going to love it. Let's get to it.
I want to talk to you about the desert. As you see, this right here is called Death Valley, one of the darkest places, hottest places in the whole wide world, and all of America. It doesn't get any hotter than this place. Year after year after year, it looks just like this. The ground gets so hard, and it gets so hot, and nothing ever grows there. But a phenomenon happened. In 2015, we know that there was an incredible long winter, and there was a ton of rain, loads and loads and loads and loads of rain. And 2016, you can Google it and check it out, they got what was just a phenomenon, and they show us the picture of it here. It was called the super bloom. Everybody shout the super bloom. And that valley that was parched and dry and no seeds you thought were in the ground, all of a sudden now we get a super bloom. And so today I want to talk to you about Jubilee and a super bloom. Just this last week, I was my heart's touched about it. I was on the beach at our church in Florida, and I was praying, and I was seeking God. And it's weird because there was so much wind on the beach then. Nobody was on the beach, which is very unusual. And if you follow me on Instagram or Facebook, you know a lot of times I do the Lord's Prayer there, and I go through this stuff. And I was standing on the beach alone, and I looked up as if I was meditating, and I could feel the sun and the heat of the sun coming, and the waves were coming up right at my feet, and God spoke to me. And he had spoken to me only in this way. The feeling that I got when we were getting ready to go into the banner years. As you know, God spoke to me and said that the next 4 years would be the banner years, and then 2020 would be the fullness of the banner years, and with 2020 vision, we would see the clarity of God's great blessing. And we've had incredible stuff like that happen. But this week, I heard the voice of God just like I did again, and he said, you're now entering, because I'll be 50, turning 50 in September. He said, you're turning into what I call the Jubilee, the 50th year of Jubilee. And so now I'm going to mix several years of the Jubilee with the banner year, and it's going to be a super bloom in a lot of people's lives. Where they once were barren, God is going to cause manifestation to come up. Where they once thought they would never be happy, they would never be married, God, in his incredible power, is going to come into your desert, and a super bloom is going to happen in your life. Come on, somebody ought to give God praise. What's interesting about the super bloom is this. In that hot, barren desert, nobody ever thought that there were seeds. But the fact is, there was millions and millions of seeds that were in the ground that were laying dormant. But oftentimes in the darkness of the heat, you don't realize that there's actually something under the ground that could grow should the rain of the Holy Spirit hit that barren valley, and it could turn into something supernatural, a super bloom. I'm looking for people that want supernatural manifestation. And they're saying, I believe that I've done these dark times. I've allowed the enemy sometimes to hit me really hard. And I've also become somewhat insecure. I want to deal with that today. I have a friend. His name is Jonathan. I think they got a picture of Jonathan. And you probably won't recognize Jonathan. He's a dear friend of mine. And he always tells me I was a nerd. I lived in Chicago. And nobody liked me. And I was all alone. But I learned to play the piano really well. And I learned to play the guitar really well. And I really enjoy being around him. And he wrote a lot of songs while he was alone in a barren season in the darkness. One called Faithfully. Another, in fact, most all songs that you've ever heard by a little group by the name of Journey, he wrote all of those songs, and now he's not alone anymore, because when you're rolling around in a Lambo, you tend to attract women. Come on, somebody got to shout amen. I'm saying that God can do something in the darkness of your life that you never thought possible, but the enemy oftentimes will tell you that it's barren and it's never going to work this way for you. Well, Isaiah 35, it says this, and I love this passage. Verse 1 says, the desert will rejoice and flowers will bloom in the wilderness. The desert will sing and shout for joy. It will be as beautiful as Lebanon, the mountains, and as fertile as the fields of Carmel and Sharon. Everyone will see the splendor and see the greatness of God's power. Everyone is going to see what God is going to do through you and for you. I'm talking right now that he's going to cause a lot of these things that have been hidden under the ground to actually come to the light. In these moments that you thought that it was the enemy and there was no good and they betrayed you and they hurt you, the fact is God cut those people off of you so he could do a super bloom in your life. And underneath the fertile ground of your heart is seeds of greatness. The seeds that you are going to do something good. That the Lord is going to do something big in your life. But sometimes there's a lot of pain on the way to this supernatural breakthrough. A lot of heat. a lot of barrenness where it's your ground kind of, you know, is hard, and you don't think, man, that could never happen. Jonathan has told me a million times that when he was alone and playing these songs and writing these songs, he didn't realize that later God would connect him with Steve Perry, and they would go on to, you know, write all these songs. And then even now, I don't know if you know it, but they're back on tour again because Jonathan, the guy who just shown, he owns all the rights to Journey. So now they're filling stadiums again with this dude from Asia who sounds just like Perry. So now Perry doesn't get any money, but Jonathan is in Super Bloom. By the way, Jonathan is also a co-pastor with his wife in Orlando now and is a wild radical believer who prays in the Spirit and writes songs for Jesus. And you should follow Jonathan on Instagram. But oftentimes, you don't see in the dark times what God is actually doing underneath the surface. He's actually causing good things to come into your life. But we have to remember that the Bible says, despise not the days of small beginnings. In Luke 16, verse 10, I love this. It says, whoever is faithful in small matters will be faithful in large matters. Whoever is dishonest in small matters will also be dishonorable or dishonest in big matters. It matters. It matters, listen to me yell, it matters what you do in the dark times. Yeah. I'm talking about when nobody's looking, God's working behind the scenes and he's planting seeds in your heart. And at the right time, he will water it with the watering of the word, and he will allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you. And every once in a while, you'll get just a little bit of sunlight to hit you. And then all of a sudden, you will feel the bloom of the Holy Spirit because there are seasons to everyone's life. The Bible says there's a time to die, a time to live, a time to dance, a time to laugh. This is all in the book of Ecclesiastes. But there are also seasons where you can expect supernatural harvest. I told my daughter today, we were driving back from the gym, and all of a sudden it was raining like crazy. And she said, I told her, I said, what's getting ready to happen is the rain that's coming down right now can do more than a hose can ever do. I don't understand how a hose, you can water the grass with a hose, but if you water it with God, how many of y'all know something's weird in the water? I don't know what he does, but it makes it really, really green. And I said, what's going to happen now, Ashton, is it's going to start getting warmer in Missouri, and that's why we're going to come back here more, and that's why you've seen me 2 weeks in a row. Come on, somebody. And I said, we're going to come back, and so as it begins to warm up, all those seeds that are in the ground, those tree trunks that are in the ground right now, those dogwoods that look like they were dead, they're actually starting to bloom. Why? Because it's season. The season is time for blooming. And I prophesy to you right now in this year coming into 2020 that it is your season for blooming. If you'll put your faith on this, God will start activating the seeds that are under the ground, and you will start the business. You will have the marriage. And for those people that say, you're one of those guys who preaches, you know, prosperity or blessing, you're right, I do. I believe we serve a great God, not a God that's trying to hurt us, not a God that's trying to condemn us. Come on, somebody ought to shout amen. I believe we serve a big, abundant God who, while you're alone, he will cause you to write a song called Don't Stop Believing. Faithfully. It's just called Mailbox Money, people. It is incredible what can happen if you will allow your dream to actually hook up to God's dream and then do it with great passion. But are you going to be honorable right now? Are you going to serve God right now? Are you going to go to church right now? Are you going to attend a small group right now? Are you going to say, well, Easter is just a place where I come and I worship God and then I go home? Are you going to say, no, I've been in the church long enough to where now I'm actually going to allow the super bloom of God's presence to inspire me so at church I can actually serve at church. I can actually bless people who are far from God who will come to Faith Church on that weekend, and I'll be there to love on them. I'll be there to serve on them. Come on, somebody help me right now. That's your super bloom season. I got a little video I want to show you. Yesterday I got bit by a bird. I got bit by a bird. I know it's kind of weird. If you don't follow me on Instagram, you didn't see it, but check this video out of me getting bit by a bird.
I got bit by a bird. He's moody. That was funny. Just a slight, quick little bite, you see.
Did it hurt?
No.
No? Are you just saying that for the camera?
It really didn't hurt.
Okay, I got bit by a bird. Come on, somebody, help me with this bird. How many of y'all know that bird had attitude, though? See that bird? Did that remind you of anybody at work? Come on, raise your hand. Remind you? Did it remind you of anybody you're married to? Don't point at him right now. This bird was in a bad mood. He bit me. But I didn't realize it was a big deal. I didn't think it was a big deal. It was just funny. And then today, a cardinal not like the one that plays ball, but a cardinal got stuck in my garage, and I needed to rescue the bird. So I actually Instagrammed that as well. This is about 2 hours ago at my house. Check this out. Watch this bird.
Bird got in our garage somehow, and he's stuck. He was trying to fly out what he thought was outside, and now he's stuck behind blinds. This is the way a lot of people are in life. But guess what? We're going to help him get out of here in Jesus' name. He's, Pastor, I feel this way with people. I'm like, it's not going to work that way. If you'll listen to me, I can help you get outside.
And I helped him get outside. Come on, somebody, give it up for the bird. He got outside. Here's the point, though. I didn't realize that yesterday's bite would affect today's sermon. I got bit by a bird, didn't think it was a big deal. But today when I went to help that bird, I'm like, man, how do I help this bird? Because I got to pull that blind up. I got to get close to the bird. And this bird might bite me like yesterday's bird. And I wanted to bring it into the sermon for two reasons. Number one, I'm here to tell you that don't allow what happened yesterday, the bite, the hurt, the inferiority, the lack of success, keep you inferior with today's opportunity. Somebody ought to shout amen to that. Don't allow that. And then the other reason why I brought the bird incident up is because in the super bloom of life, people wonder how those seeds got there. Oftentimes, seeds are planted by birds who fly around and do what birds do. They eat, and then they fly around, and then they plant seeds in the ground. And you don't realize that the seeds are in the ground until the right season when the water hits it, and the rain hits it, and the time hits it, and then the sun hits it, and then all of a sudden the harvest hits it. And I promise you today that some people have bitten you, but at the same time, they have planted a seed in you. One may be a seed of greatness. Another one might be a spirit of boldness because of what they did to you only made you mad, made you stronger, and now you're actually going to do the thing that God's called you to do, and you're not going to look to them. You're going to look to Him, and you're going to say, I know that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly and above all I could ever ask, think, or imagine according to the power that works within me. You guys are missing out a lot if you don't follow me on Instagram. You need to download that app right now. But you got to expect something big. In the banner year, we've had testimony after testimony, and it lines up with Ephesians 3, verse 20. Check this out, and I'm going to tell you a cool story in a second. It says this, God can do anything, you know, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. He does it not by pushing us around, but by working within us, by working within us. Everybody shout that, by working within us. His Spirit, notice that's a capital S, the Holy Spirit, deeply gently within us. Everything that God wants to do for you and to you, He first has to do in you. Everything that He wants to do to you and for you. That thing that you're dreaming of, being mega successful, writing that song, writing that book, owning that business, marrying that person, all those things that you want. Part of those things that you want is, obviously, God put the desire there, but sometimes it's ego, sometimes it's pride, and God will allow the Holy Spirit to start tweaking us to say, why are you saying that? And everything great that's ever happened to me or for me costs me a lot of pain on the inside. People don't know what it costs to be me. People don't know what it costs to be you. But you know deep down inside that the Holy Spirit's wanting to do something greater in you, and you know that the seeds are greater so there, but you're like, I need the rain and the water. I need to come into my season. Oftentimes, though, we pass seasons because we are not mature enough to handle the thing that God wants to do in our life. I was at a pastor's convention this week in Tampa. That's where I got bit by the bird, and I spent the night preaching with Jensen Franklin, Israel Houghton, Sam Chan, and some others. Then the next morning, I spoke to I think 600 or 800 pastors had registered from around the country, and they did a question and answer. And while they were asking me questions, they were, a lot of them, impressing one another with numbers. And then they were trying to impress me with my own numbers, or really not me, but try to impress the other people in the room with our numbers. And immediately I could hear the Holy Spirit say, please don't bite on that. Please don't talk about numbers. Why don't you talk to the little guy that God called him to 150 people, and he's doing what God called him to do. And why don't you talk to the guy that lives in a little bobo town somewhere, and nobody comes to his church, and he's barely making it. So I did that. And deep down inside, I could feel the Holy Spirit say, you passed the test today. And I promise you, God wants to do more in me, and He wants to do more in you. But there has to be a brokenness on the inside of you that you say, not my will, Lord, but your will be done. I want to do what you want me to do. I want to say what you want me to say. I'm yours, Lord, to command. God, whatever you want to do it in my heart first. God, I know you planted these seeds in my heart. I know you have good plans for me. I know we just read it exceedingly, abundantly, beyond my wildest dreams. But God, the glory needs to go to you and not to me.
Yeah.
Because it was quite impressive when we saw that picture a moment ago where it was barren and desolate. It didn't look like there were any seeds in the ground. But then all of a sudden we flipped that page in the same valley and we saw the super bloom. And I prophesy, if you will allow God to do something in you, he can do something to you, and then he can do something through you. And other people around the world will be able to say, look what God has done. But now we're not doing it for an Instagrammable moment. We're not doing it to make our friends pay. Now we don't even care anymore, because the Bible said that we should die to our own will and we should live our lives unto the glory of Jesus Christ. So it doesn't matter anymore that we look good. It just matters that Jesus looks good. And then you can tell everybody, if it had not been for Jesus, I would not be here. You don't know how he saved me. You don't know how he delivered me. I'm not educated enough. I'm not smart enough. But you know what? I allowed God to use me because he said he's chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Somebody ought to shout amen to this today, because God wants to cause a super bloom to happen into your life. He wants to bring us into a year of Jubilee. But first, he has to do something in our heart. He has to do something within us. I want to read it out of the Amplified too, because it's just so good. The Amplified Bible just simply has more words. Some people call it the woman's Bible. Now unto him who is able to carry out this purpose and do super abundantly. I love that. Super abundantly. Everybody shout that. Super abundantly. I'm talking about a super bloom right now. Superly, super abundant, super big, super mega, super massive. More than you could ever dare ask or think. Infinitely beyond your greatest prayers, your hopes, and your dreams. According to his power that is at work with us. Verse 21 is key. It says, to him be the glory. If the glory is going back to you and you think it's about you, I'm telling you what, you're actually limiting yourself. But if you'll give all the glory to God, God will do something in you. And then if he can do something in you, he can do something to you. And if he can do something to you, he can do something through you. And then you'll wake up one day and realize, I'm living a super abundant beyond my wildest dreams. I could have never prayed for this. I could have never done this. I don't even know how you do it, God. And I know I'm crying a lot tonight, but I'm just touched. Maybe I got bit by a bird or something that I don't know. Some kind of bird flu or something, I don't know. But right after I obeyed the Lord and did some things at that convention that were lowly, in a sense, getting down and washing the feet of some other people. Whatever they wanted me to do, I did it. Whenever they wanted me to do it, I did it. They said, you're so compliant. You're not like any of the other guys. Because I don't go in a room and say, I want yellow M&Ms. I want pink M&Ms. It doesn't matter to me what color they are. I just like M&Ms. Come on, somebody help me right now. And so all of a sudden I got a call from Daystar this, like, a few hours later. And you know, a dream of mine would ever be around Jimmy Evans, one of the greatest preachers that's ever, you know, been born to a woman. A dream of mine would be to be around, you know, the great Gateway pastor Robert Morris and two other legends. And they called me and they said, hey, we're actually doing this spot that'll go in great conventions all around the world, actually a national spot. What we're going to do is we're going to kind of honor Jimmy Evans, and we're going to honor, you know, Pastor Robert Morris, and we actually want you to be in the commercial. And what it is you're actually doing this skit to where you're actually telling them how to preach. You're just silly going up and going, Robert, you're doing this wrong. You need to do it this way, and you got to wear your hair this way, and your jeans need to be this way, and you got to wear skinny pants. It's going to be hilarious. Would you want to do it? I'm like, well, I want to do it. Unbelievable. So this week, after humility here, after being in the dark here, after having some problems here, I get to do this video kind of mini movie with these guys that I never dreamed that I'd be around them. I don't deserve to be around them. I can't believe that I'm being in these commercials. Oh man, you talk about looking good on Instagram. Come on, somebody. I'm going to look straight up. Bam. Look at that. Got bit by a bird on Friday, and I'm with Eagles on Monday. Somebody shout hallelujah. And I'm just here to tell you right now that God's got big plans for you. Don't allow the enemy to tell you that you're not going to make it. He said that I am for you, and who and what can be and work against you. He said, what shall separate you from the love of God, which is in the Christ Jesus? Height, death, things present, things to come. No, you were put on this people planet to touch some other people. But first, God's got to do something in you and in your heart. And then all of a sudden, now you're going to enter into your super bloom season. Somebody ought to put their faith on this right now. Expect God to do it. exceedingly and abundantly above all you could ever ask, think, or imagine. I hear testimony after testimonies. One, there's a guy who coaches some of our faith sports here with our young kids. Give it up for all our coaches that go to all campuses. Come on, you can do better than that. They're serving these kids. They're coaching these kids. We have soccer. We have everything in the world. The only thing we don't do at this church is bet on those games. As far as I know, but it's not a bad idea. So all of a sudden, I got one of the coaches emailed this week. He's in a small group here at the church, and he said, I got this big Walmart account, and he was bragging on the goodness of God. And then I got another email of somebody else that was in an iConnect group, and they got a big account, and they were saying what God had done. And then this story is really cool. There was this guy who, in the year of these banner years, who really, really was faithful to get up really early and stay up really late to build his own collision business. And he would paint the cars at nighttime, breathe the fumes at night, but he didn't feel like anybody else in his company could actually paint as good as he could. He didn't like doing it, but he did it all the time. And then one day, one of his clients came in and said, man, I just love the way you love what you do. And he said, wait a minute, I don't love what I do. You either think I love what I do. I just do a good job. Do you know sometimes if you just do a good job, somebody else will discover who you are and allow your super bloom to bloom. God will bring people into your life to help you get to where you need to be. He said, hey, I'm in the real estate business and I have an incredible opportunity and I'd just love for you to get involved in it. He said, you know, I think you can make a lot of money on this, but you'd buy this piece of property, but you'd need $160,000. He said, well, I could start saving for $160,000, but I don't have $160,000. Everybody shout banner year. And so this guy said, you know what? This opportunity will be gone. He said, tomorrow I'm going to come in and I'm going to loan you $160,000 with no strings attached and no interest. And so he took the $160,000, invested in the property, and less than 2 months later sold it for $1 million. Come on, somebody ought to give God praise today. I'm talking about super bloom right now. And for those people that say, oh, it's just about money and you're talking about money, let me tell you about this. It's not just about money, but money can help people that are bound in sex addiction, people that are bound in sex trafficking, people that can't eat, wells that couldn't be dug. We're building two new churches right now in India with wells. Give it up for God. There's ambulances in Haiti because of us. So don't allow people to be judging you or say that it's about money, and it certainly isn't. But some people just judge you all the time. Yesterday on Instagram, I posted that I was having an Arnold Palmer. And some guy said, I cannot believe you're drinking alcohol. I DM'd him back and said, Google what an Arnold Palmer is, bro. It was tea with a little bit of lemonade and no sugar. And he wrote back and said, oh, I'm sorry. And I thought, isn't it wild that I have to get approval to have an iced tea with some nitwit? Come on, somebody. Doesn't even know me. But people will judge you. People will judge you, but you can't listen to those people. God forgive me, I shouldn't have called him a nitwit. It just came out of my... Again, I think getting bit by that bird, there was something in that bird, I'm telling you right now. But God wants you to do good things. He wants you to do big things. But right now, you're walking around in that barren desert. God's saying, I want a jubilee year. And you're walking around with maybe, picture this, a huge anchor. Why are you going to walk through the desert with an anchor saying, that's my past. That's my ex. That's my husband. They held me back. Listen, I want you to get so sick and tired of being sick and tired that you say, I'm no longer going to live my life in mediocrity when God has put these big dreams in my life, big hopes in my life. I'm not going to allow what they said to upset me. I'm going to drink my Arnold Palmer in peace. Somebody help me right now. I'm not going to allow the enemy to keep me back. I'm going to live my life with passion, believing that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly all that I could ever ask, think, or imagine. He can do it. There's a woman in our church who recently found out that she has breast cancer. Again. And guess what? Her small group came beside her, began to pray with her. She went through chemotherapy, also received prayer. And guess what? She got healed again. And now we're standing on Nahum, which says this disease will not return a second time. Come on, give God praise today. I'm talking about kids that were bound coming home. I'm talking about loved ones that were in prison getting released. I'm talking about people that had been depressed and heavily medicated, never thought they would be free, going through some kind of treatment program and coming out now blessed, healed, delivered, set free, living the life of their dreams, knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is going to do a super bloom in their life. But you cannot allow the past to dictate your future. And you can't allow people that are small-minded, people that are small thinking, people that don't think that you're ever going to amount to anything, get in your heart. Because you never know when that next bird that you need to release is going to come into your life. And if you're upset about what happened yesterday and the bite that you had, you cannot free that bird. I'm telling you, God has big plans for you, and it's not just for you, it's for somebody else. And if you don't break through, the other people cannot break through. Because you have to say, hey, I'm going to give way, and then I'm also going to be very passionate about what God's called me to do. Now, I got one last story I want to tell you, and it's kind of an analogy. I believe in doing it right because it's right and do it right, something I say to our staff all the time. Also believe in passion. I move fast. I go quick. I'm already gone. Let's do it. Bam. I walk fast. My daughter, Ashton, she's a mover as well. She go, 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 go. Her and I get slapped by our family all the time because we're ahead of the track. We're ready to go. We're waiting in the car. We are moving. Anybody like that in here? Raise your hand if people like that drive you crazy. It's okay. Raise your hand. Sorry, everybody. Thanks to everybody. But we are movers. Everybody shout movers. But one of the things I want everybody to do is get a little bit of mover, because I'm big on movers because I believe it's a good thing. Certainly like, well, when are you going to lose weight? I don't know. After I eat this pizza, I guess I will. I don't know. When are you going to get married? I don't know. I guess someday when I brush my teeth, I guess I can go. No. You need to be passionate. Everybody shout passionate. So you do what you can do. God will do what you cannot do. He said he would put his superabundant on our life, that we would have supernatural favor. But you need to help God help you. You say, well, can't God do it on his own? Well, yes, but he chose you. You're the vessel that he wants to use, so you have to be passionate about it. So the analogy is this. You find out right now, you get a text that says, hey, your loved one was hit in a car accident, and you need to get to the hospital right now. You would see that, and you would not think, well, I don't want to be rude to PD. I don't want to get up. Service is almost over. No, you would immediately get up, run to your car. Now you only discover when you get to the car that the car battery's dead. So now you run frantically. You got to help me. Come on, help me. I got to get a charger. Let's get a charger. And the guy comes up, tries to charge it, and that won't work. Then you would tell that guy, you've got to help me. My loved one is at the hospital. I got to get there. And if that guy does not help you, you will carjack that car if necessary. Hashtag carjacking. Because you are not going to allow anything to stop in your way. Nothing's going to stop me. If you will get that passionate about your super bloom, if you will get that compassion and passionate about your dreams, all of a sudden now you won't let something small stop you. I don't have a website. I'll get one. I don't have any money. God will bless me with one. Well, I would do that if I could do this. No, if you're faithful in the car dealership painting at nighttime, even if you hate it, if you do what's right because it's right, God will send somebody to help you bring the seeds of greatness out to cause your super bloom to manifest in the year of Jubilee. Somebody ought to shout amen to this right now. Because God is able to do what no man can do. And if God puts you up, nobody can take you down. That's why I'm not afraid of people. I'm not afraid. I love everybody, and I want everybody to be happy with me. But not everybody's going to like me. My sermon tonight, some people like it, some people don't. I could have done without the Wonder Bread account thing. That was rude. I was kidding. Well, the whole bird deal. I mean, man, I'm going to have to call PETA about you because, you know, you didn't have it. You should have called. Hang on. I can't preach to the haters. I can't preach to the don't likes. I can't spend my life, and you can't spend your life trying to get the don't likes and the almost liking over to this side. You've got to just be you and be the best you that you can be. Be the Christian you. Be the walk in love you. Be the godly you. Be the get up and pray in the morning you. Somebody shout amen. But if you do that, God can cause supernatural abundance to come into your life. But you got to help God. And the last thing that I want to say is this. In the morning, the first thing you want to do if you keep the phone right next to the bed is you turn on the phone. It's like Russian roulette. As soon as you open the phone, it could be good, it could be bad. We don't know. Your day could go off awesome, or you could get shot in the head playing this game. So I encourage you, in this year of 2019, going into 2020, don't play Russian roulette in the morning. Before you run to the phone, run to the throne and say, God, I'm here today, and I know today is going to be my super bloom day. I know today, no matter what comes against me, that you are for me. I know today that no weapon formed against me, including me, will prosper. God, I know today that I'm blessed coming in and I'm blessed going out, and everything my hand touches turns to good. God, I know that you are for me and you're leading me and guiding me into my super bloom season. God, I thank you all the seeds of greatness that are in my heart are now coming out of my heart, and out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. I say that I'm blessed today, that I'm anointed today, that I'm qualified today, that I will do exceedingly above all I could ever ask or think according to what works within me. God, I won't stop believing today. I know that you're a good God, and I know that you're not mad at me, but you are madly in love with me, and I'm going to hang around the right people, ask the right questions, and show up at my assigned destination. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody said amen. Come on, one more time. Give it up for God if you enjoy it today. Now, all of our family online and here, if you all just stand up with me, and I want to pray this prayer with you. Maybe you don't know Jesus is your personal Lord and Savior. Maybe you've walked away from God. Maybe you knew God, but you've kind of backslid because of an addiction. And it's tough now, I understand. Back in the day, you had to pay for porn, and water was free. And now porn is free, and you pay for water. It's a different kind of world that we live in, and their images are hitting your life, and that image is messing with your intimacy. Or maybe you're bound by opioids, and so many people are. It's an epidemic. Many of my friends, who I didn't even know, have everything in the world bound by opioids. You just, the doctor gives you these pills, and you feel better, and now years and years, it affects your life. But whatever that addiction is today, maybe it's alcohol, maybe it's worry, maybe it's anger, whatever it is, we're going to ask you to ask God right now to help you with it, and I know He will. But what you have to do is to make sure that you're hooking up with God, that church, Jesus is a priority in your life. Not something you do every once in a while, but you go, I know, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So you're not just praying a prayer to receive Jesus and fix me, God, so I can go back to my normally scheduled programming. You're saying, no, God. I want you to do something in me so you can do something to me and through me so that my life can make an impact for others, that I can find my purpose. Every head bowed and every eye closed. If that's you today here and at our online campus, I want you to raise your hand or you to comment that it's me right now if you want to pray this prayer. Come on, all over the building. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. You want to make sure that heaven is your home. You can put that hand back down. Now pray this prayer with me. Say, dear Jesus, come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. From this moment forward, I believe that I am born again. Heaven's my home. And from now on, you're the boss. I'm going to talk to you every day. I'm going to talk to you before I talk to anyone. Because you're in charge. And I know you love me. And you gave yourself for me. And from this moment forward, I'm saved. Give the Lord a hand for all those people that received Jesus.
Thanks for joining us on our podcast today. We certainly hope it spoke to you in the same way it was speaking to us. If you enjoyed this message today, there's a few things I like to encourage you to do. First of all, subscribing to it. It's really easy to get these Faith Church sermons sent straight to your phone with a notification as soon as they're ready. I mean, you want that, right? Secondly, by sharing with a friend on social media, just like you might share a sale or some great restaurant, we're looking for you to share it with your friends. You never know in your network of friends who really needs this message today. And lastly, before you go, if you'll rate and review this on iTunes, it'll really help us expand our reach, help more people globally. Each time there's a positive rating, this really helps push us in front of more people. So that's what I want you to do. And if you live in the St. Louis area or West Palm Beach, come out and see us at our physical locations. If you don't, make sure you tune in to our church online. It's a real campus at faithchurch.com.